I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After many long decades, the Castro reign in Cuba has come to an end. Miguel Díaz-Canel, a loyal member of the Communist Party, became president just last week. Radical changes are not expected under his rule, even for the church. Steve Shantz of Transworld Radio says,
the church in Cuba is able to practice their faith and evangelize people with the gospel. And I don't see that really things are going to change radically in terms of suddenly Cuba being opened up to missionary visas from people overseas.
The lack of Bibles and pastoral training in Cuba makes TWR's on-air biblical programming that much more important. Pray that even after this transition, believers will continue to live out their faith. And the International Day for the Unreached is a reminder that not everyone has access to the gospel just yet. For John Podaiti of Bibles for the World, it's personal. See, he's from an unreached people group himself.
In the year 1910, before the gospel came to my people, we were known as one of the most savage headhunting tribes in India.
That is, until one missionary, sponsored by a poor widow, changed everything. Today, the former headhunters are missionaries themselves. And now, Podaiti says it's our turn.
We need people to step out with that same boldness of the missionary who brought the gospel to my tribe. We need people supporting them in prayer. Prayer is what opens these doors and these opportunities.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? So this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.